But first, another woman has accused State Representative Don Shooter of sexual harassment. In all, 9 women have come forward alleging inappropriate behavior against the lawmaker. Rachel Leingang has been writing about this for the Arizona Capital Times, and she joins me now. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So this latest case, she came to you with a pretty specific story of what happened at a conference a little while back, right?
Right. This was in August of this year. She was at the League of Arizona Cities and Towns conference in Oro Valley. And she didn't know who Shooter was, but her initial encounter with him, he was standing with a handful of men, and they kind of waved her over to the table. And as she was walking over, he blew her a kiss and made a comment about her legs, and then she turned around and left. Later on, she walked by him again, and he made a crude remark and also a crude gesture at her. And again, she came back and told him that it was inappropriate. He's being disrespectful and being creepy, and basically confronted him about it.
Now, you've spoken with a number of women who have come forward with allegations against Representative Shooter. I'm curious, based on your conversations with them, how similar or dissimilar do the separate incidents seem to be? Like, does there seem to be any kind of pattern developing with his behavior?
There are certainly some patterns of just kind of like over-familiar, unwanted touching, like hugging, things like that, a hand on a knee, and then some comments that are unprofessional and sort of out of bounds for like a professional environment and an elected official.
What is either he or what is his attorney saying about this latest allegation?
They haven't spoken to me at all. They didn't respond to my request for comments on this specific one. But I have seen in other outlets that he has a new attorney now, and the new attorney has basically said, we won't comment on any specific allegations. We'll just let the investigative process run out, and, the truth will come out in that process.
Should we be reading anything into the fact that he has a new attorney?
I'm unsure. I asked the attorney he did originally hire why she left, but she wouldn't say. The new attorney is with like a specialized employment sort of law area, so it could be something related to their expertise, or it could be something more than that. It's just no one has told me anything. So
sure. Based on your reporting and based on conversations you have, I mean, your office is right there next to the Capitol compound. I mean, this seems like, on the outside, a pretty significant story for the state legislature. Is it as significant as we seem to think it is?
Certainly, Representative Shooter has had a prominent position as Appropriations Chair for many years down at the Capitol. And because of his prominence, it definitely is a big issue here, a big topic of discussion. You know, what will happen with his chairmanship? What will happen with the Appropriations Committee going forward? What these investigations will look like? Definitely this has, turned the Capitol a bit upside down as they've kind of scrambled to put together this investigation process that, the policy they created is only a couple weeks old and already it's being put to use.
Is there a sense that there might be more allegations against him or maybe against other lawmakers?
It's unclear at this moment, but I will say that, House Speaker J.D. Mesnard has acknowledged when he's spoken about this that there's, this is a cultural issue at the Capitol. These sort of comments, things like this environment isn't always great for women. And, there's a lot of, looking internally to see how that can be made better. And the first step was creating that policy, a policy for sexual harassment that before that did not exist, at least not in a formal sense. And from here, it includes these investigations. And I'm sure this isn't the end of the conversation.
Is there a sense that the policy created for the House is sufficient?
It's unclear. I mean, it hasn't been tested in any sort of way. This is the very first time this investigative process has gone through. So I suppose that remains to be seen.
Did Speaker Mesnard or anybody else have any kind of expectation as to when the investigation might wrap up? I mean, could this be, are we looking at maybe this continuing into the start of the legislative session?
What Speaker Mesnard has said is he wants it done as soon as possible. But as I suppose everyone knows, with any sort of like legal or political governmental thing, these things take time. Investigations take time. So, the clock is ticking as we get closer and closer to the legislative session. It's really not too far away, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks, somewhere in there before the session starts. So it'd be a quick investigation if it were done by the beginning of session.
All right. That's Rachel Leingang. She's a reporter with the Arizona Capital Times. Rachel, thanks as always.
Thank you.